You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. It is the 10th of December, a Monday, the beginning of a new trading week. Let's find out all that we can look forward to over the course of today and all that we were handed over the course of the last week. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control and this is A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, what a comeback from the Bulls. The Lal Street snapped the three-day losing streak on Friday, but it closed lower for the week. But first, let's look at the data. For Friday, Sensex ended 361 points up at 35,603, but for the week, the index closed 1.4% lower. The coming week will be guided by macro data as well as the state election results. Apart from that, movement of crude oil price, rupee FII flows, as well as trade talks will be guiding factors. Foreign investors have pulled out close to 400 crore rupees from the Indian stock market in the last five trading sessions amid weakness in global equities due to the arrest of a high-profile Chinese executive from Huawei, and this comes following a net inflow of over 10,000 crore rupees in November. What is the big news that we'll be tracking over the course of today? Markets will react to exit polls. Traders are advised to go long on a fresh breakout above 10,950 levels on a closing basis. Majority of market participants want a stable ruling government rather than one having a fractured mandate. Most of the exit polls suggest that Congress is likely to make a comeback or at least give a tough fight to the ruling BJP in Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan as well as Madhya Pradesh. From a market point of view, the other two states like Mizoram and Telangana are not material to the markets. Four out of five exit polls have shown Congress leading in Madhya Pradesh. India Today Axis poll has given between 102 to 120 seats to the BJP and between 104 to 122 seats to the Congress. Times Now CNX has given 111 seats to the BJP and 109 seats to the Congress. NewsX Neta survey has given 106 to the BJP and 112 to the Congress. Very quickly then, what is the technical view trying to tell us? Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the weekly charts. The key resistance of 10,920 to 10,940 is going to be tested again in the next couple of weeks. Important weekly supports to be watched at 10,590 to 10,550 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today, 10,550, 10,600 and 10,930. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 11,500. Maximum put OI at 10,000 and 10,200. Very quickly then, some technical recommendations. We spoke to Sher Khan and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. We start things off with Ujjivan, which has a sell call, LTP of 215.85 rupees, stop loss 227, target 182 rupees, return of 15%. Axis Bank has a sell call as well, 603 rupees is the last trading price, stop loss we're looking at is 630, target 535, return of 11%. And Dabur has a buy call, LTP of 411 rupees, stop loss at 395 rupees, target we're looking at is 463 rupees for return of 12%. That's Ujjivan and Axis Bank with sell calls and Dabur with a buy call from Sher Khan. Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know about the Lal Street and what we can expect over the course of today's trade. I'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.